So, man, there's so much in the news, but I want to wait till next hour. There's just, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, the local news?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the local news.
Tom, I think that's an indication Scotty's going to get a little wound up this morning.
Is he going to be wound up?
Well, I mean, the first thing I think of, though, is the, I love the opening line, soon Texans will be able to drive 75 miles an hour over most of IH-45.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen. I mean, there's going to be construction. They're going to do widening. They're going to have to do something.
I know. We're talking I-45 here.
Yeah.
Which isn't normally as bad as I-35.
Yeah.
But still.
But we can't let people think they're actually going to be able to get on I-45 and for any length of time actually drive 75 miles an hour. But
no, because they'll either have to drive 50 or everyone will be driving 90.
Yeah. It's a fun story, though. I know, they're going to put the signs up, and they'll feel like, oh, okay, our work is done here. We've done everything we can.
Well, pay attention to those signs, because they can change at any time.
Yeah, well, they could do that, too.
I've been caught on that before.
Have you? Well, you know, I've got a GPS that tells you when the speed limit changes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Now, that could be valuable.
Yeah, yeah. This wasn't on an interstate, but, I mean, when it changes, it goes beep, beep, just to let you know.
Yeah.
So that when you're going through some town and it's 35 miles an hour and you're doing 50, they can go ahead and...
Well, 290 is the one that I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, it changes speed limits about, what, four times between Hempstead and outer Houston.
That was how I found it.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I found it.
There you go.
So, there you go. Yep. All right. Today, by the way, is... really, we have some big stuff this weekend. Today is Fun at Work Day.
And I think we celebrate that every
day.
We
do.
And today is Kazoo Day as well.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, bless you.
And this is the anniversary of Thomas Crapper's death, so it's Thomas Crapper Day.
Boy, glad he got famous before he died.
Well,
I think we celebrate that every day, too, don't we?
We think so.
Unless you got an issue or something.
Yeah, right.
Right, yeah.
Well, Musil will fix that.
There you go. Go ahead, Scott.
Thanks.
Boys were roughhousing there.
Right. Boys were talking potty humor this morning.
He is a London plumber who heavily promoted the modern flush toilet, but he did not invent it.
Oh, all this time.
Right. Instead, he held 9 related patents.
Laszlo Commode actually invented it,
right? Including the floating ball cock. He's the guy who came up with that deal.
That was an invention, you got to think.
Yeah.
You know, how do we get this water from stopping to flow here,
right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly how they said that. How do we get this water to stop and to flow?
Stop and to flow.
Yeah.
That's right. Otherwise, it's going to flow
over.
But
then we've got that.
That's right.
Then you have to call a plumber.
That's right. It's going to flow over.
And I got a plumber.
That's right. Yeah. And we don't have towels to throw on the floor.
Yeah.
Right.
But now, and you never realize when you're having to make a toilet repair, you never realize until that last second after you turn it on and the water goes, you didn't hook the hose back on.
Oh, yeah.
It's spraying water all over the place.
At least it's clean water.
It is. That's
relatively
true.
Speaking.
Yeah. But, you know, there's that new, what is it? I don't know what they're called, AccuFlush or something, that doesn't use that system. You know, they use a new system that doesn't have the ball cock on it. For some reason, I guess copper's gotten so expensive. We're not going to do the copper clapper caper. But you know.
You still have a copper ball cock?
No.
Your toilet.
Yeah,
you pull the chain at the top?
Yeah. I mean, but no, I'm talking about the rod. The rod.
Yeah.
The rod quite often is copper.
Oh, it is.
You know, because the ball is on one end and it has to you know, go into the water.
Copper ball would have been pretty heavy, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't have worked very well. Caller.
Back before the dorms were remodeled there in the core area, everybody used to have to yell crapper when they were in the bathroom, and those in the shower would step out of the water and do this so they didn't get scalded.
Yeah, thanks.
Because all that cold water was about to leave.
Yeah. We are dealing with a finite amount of cold water here. Yeah. All right, let's see. Where are we supposed to be? Now it's time for us to say good morning, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. That's a funny call.
Yeah, it was.
Painted a picture, didn't it?
Well, it did.
Yeah,
a bunch of soaped up poor guys.
Yeah, well.
We got a lot of info.
Information.
Yeah, every one of them probably drives by that dorm when they come back for a reunion or something and go, oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Drove
down the street just to get here. Took a train, a plane, a bus. You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. Hey,
You are invited to the 11th Annual Brazos Valley African American Museum Appreciation Banquet, Saturday, January 28th at the College Station Hilton. The event honors and publicly recognizes individuals who have made significant contributions to the museum and our community. Seating begins at 6:30, with the dinner and program beginning at 7. Table sponsorships are $500 and individual tickets are $50. Make your reservations today by calling 822-0469. That's 822-0469.
But and before we start the birthdays, we actually ought to talk about Kazoo Day for a minute, because it is a little bit interesting. Alabama,
we're all about a little bit interesting.
Yeah, we do that. Alabama Vest of Macon, Georgia, figured out the first kazoo back in the 1840s, and he gave the directions to one Thaddeus von Klegg, who was a German clockmaker, to make it to his specs. But the first mass-produced kazoos didn't happen until 1912. That's when Emil Sorg got together with a tool and die maker and opened
a factory. There's some great names in this story.
There are. Yeah. In Eden, New York, where there is still a museum to this day. There apparently is a kazoo museum in thank you. Eden, New York. That was not live. There. I like that right there. All right, let's do some birthdays.
Last day's of birthdays. It's the 27th of January. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today or this weekend. James Cromwell, the actor, is 72 years old.
That'll do,
today.
Pig.
Yeah. Of course, you know, Babe was one of his movies, done so many things. I mean, you know, you don't limit it to one. Mikhail Baryshnikov, the dancer boy, is 64 years old today. Actress Mimi Rogers is 56, the former Mrs. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, she could say, I knew him when he was kind of normal.
Yeah, that's right. And Chris Collingsworth, excuse me, the football analyst, turns 53 years old today. Bridget Fonda is 48 years old. Actor Josh Randall turns 40. Tracy Lawrence, the country singer, turns 44 years old today. And actor Alan Cummings is 47. He's in Spy Kids.
It's like coming, not... It's
coming, yeah, just one coming. Right. Yeah, that's right. And that's all I got for today.
And he's in that Good Wife, too.
Okay.
Yeah, he plays that kind of smarmy-looking guy.
Oh, smarmy, yeah. Smarmy coming.
Keith Olbermann would be 53.
Man. Oh, yeah, there he is.
Sure,
Yeah, he's a Boy Scout.
Yeah, G.E. Smith, who's the head of the...
One time. Not anymore.
Oh, not anymore. Okay. 60 years old. And Bobby Blue Bland, 82.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, and if Wolfie Mozart had taken care of himself, then he'd be, I don't know, he's born like in 1756. So. All right.
There you go. Coming up tomorrow, Hawkeye Pierce, Alan Alda, will be 75 years old. Rick Warren, the pastor and author of The Purpose-Driven Life.
Wait.
I know. I should have given some warning
wait.
There.
Really?
But, yeah. Rick Warren.
Sasha.
Yeah.
Sasha. Leah. Sasha. Leah. Sasha. Leah. Sasha. Leah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sasha.
He does know the first kids, doesn't he? He's 57 years old. Nicolas Sarkozy, the 23rd president of France, is 56 years old. Singer Sarah McLachlan tomorrow will be 43.
She sings pretty good song.
Yes, she does.
She can sing
a song.
Too.
Yeah. Joey Fatone, Jr. Is 34 years old, and one of the Backstreet Boys, Nick Carter, is 31.
So we have an NSYNCer and a Backstreet Boyer.
How about that?
Born on the same day. Wow.
There you go. Oh, and Elijah Wood, the actor, Lord of the Rings films, is 30 years old tomorrow. That's all I got for tomorrow.
Catherine Morris, she's that blonde-headed chick who used to be on Cold Case, 43. And Tom?
Yes?
Barbie Benton.
Oh!
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 Hubba hubba!
Yeah. Ah, golly!
If you're our age, we remember Barbie Benton.
Hey man, I know who Barbie Benton.
Yeah, well, you do. That's right. She was
one of the first Mrs. Heffs, wasn't she?
And, yes. Did Hee Haw? I think after.
Did Hee Haw? Well, oh yeah, and she did Walk Them Dogs. I
And Donna Krebs. Susan Howard is 69.
Oh, Ray's wife. Yeah.
Yeah.
Susan Howard. She's been on the Chip Howard Show.
Is that right?
Yeah, she has.
She's a big Second Amendment advocate.
Oh, I thought it was because they had the same last name.
No, okay.
All right.
Coming up on Sunday, Catherine Ross will be 72 years old.
Oh, wow.
Wow. From the graduate.
Yes, that's the graduate,
Bush
isn't
Cassidy.
It?
Imagine that. Tom Selleck.
I can't open the door.
Yeah. Tom Selleck will be 67 years old. Actress Ann Gillian will be 62 years old. Opa. Opa's birthday is Sunday. Yeah, she'll be 58 years old.
She could buy up a whole week if she wanted.
Yeah, she could. Greg Louganis, the Olympic diver, is 52 years old. Sarah Gilbert from Roseanne, played the sister, I guess, or the daughter, is 37. That's coming up on Sunday. And Adam Lambert, the singer-songwriter from American Idol, will be 30 years old. That's all I got.
Well, there's a Ramon.
There's a Ramon?
Yeah, Tommy Ramone.
Oh.
Yeah, Tommy will be 60.
You sure he's alive,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I think he is. Ann Jillian.
I said that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you did.
Okay.
Judy Taylor North from the Waltons is 54.
Good night.
And Claudine Lange. I didn't even know she was still alive.
Oh, yeah. But used to be married to Andy Williams.
Yeah, that's it.
But one of them shot at each other, didn't they?
This is a Spider Savage.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. She's 70. So there you go.